She's awake. I can talk. See, you have to be dead quiet. And if she wakes up, she gets angry. All right, darling. Hello. If you're not dead quiet, even whispering woke her up. I didn't move her. She was dead still on my hand. That is how sensitive she is to sound. Isn't that amazing? I just wanted to try that experiment. Sorry about this singing. She will probably sing a lot. Let me turn her off. Shut up, Soph. Because I want to talk to you before we play with her. Quiet. Okay, the reason that she's singing that song all the time, if you're playing with her and you're not talking, she will not keep doing that. I noticed on yesterday's video it was getting slightly old. But if you're playing with her on your own or your kid's playing with her and you don't keep talking, she won't do that. The reason that she's doing it is because I'm talking all the time and she's hearing it and she's thinking I'm making a loud noise, so she's got to sing. She's so sensitive, this little thing, to noise, to touch, to... She's feeling me breathing on her. And it's all being picked up by the microphone in her face. The air on the microphone, even. And, you know, it's stimulating her into doing stuff. So I've noticed that she's so freaking sensitive. It's incredible. Can't get over how much she reacts to what I do. And believe me, I have played with a lot of interactive toys. Some of them 5 times the price of this little mama, and they are not as reactive to me as she is. She's, you know, 15 quid. She's an amazing little piece of work. Okay, so she only makes a fairly limited amount of sounds, some of which you have not heard yet. I found some new ones, which is why I'm back here. Right, but before we go on, I must apologise if you were actually able to see yesterday's picture. I had to try and take it myself. It was very hit and miss, and you couldn't see Sophie. Today, if you are seeing this, you can see Sophie, because somebody took it for me. She is sitting on my finger today, and you can see her. Right, having got that out of the way, let me turn her back on again. If she keeps singing, I apologise. There really isn't much I can do about it. Hello. Come on, baby. I'll try and whisper so she won't keep singing. Now, one thing I want to say about is her senses. They say on the how-to, which I forgot to link to yesterday, I'll try and remember today, that her senses are on either side of her head. Either side of the tuft of hair. That's slightly misleading. They're not exactly on either side. They're a little bit further. Pardon? A little bit further away. Oh, that's my favourite sound of hers. If you continue to stroke her head, sort of on the curve of her head is where her senses are, not on the flat top. He's so cute. Now let's see if I can do this. See? What you need to do is don't make a loud sound with a kiss, because if you make a loud sound, she'll get scared. Listen. Oh, no, she didn't do it. If you're loud, she will... like that. Try and wait for her to stop moving before you do anything you want her to react to. Yes! You did it! You blow her kisses and she'll blow. Oh! Now, I'm actually just talking with her quite close to my face so that you can hear. Oh, shut up. I'm actually talking with her just close to my face. Right. That sound is when she's heard something loud and she doesn't like it. Hello. But she can just feel the air on her face. And she gives me kisses. Oh, no, she doesn't like that. Now, I'm going to show you that she does know when she's upside down. Now, if she's right side up... Oh, shut up, Sophie. And I help... Oh, no, it's too... I'm too loud. And I hold her head like this. That's what she does. And if I blow, this is what she does. Big kisses, big kisses. Right, now I'm going to take her upside down. She's upside down, hanging off my finger on her tail. I'm just going to give her a little swing. Little swing. We're going to have a swing. Oh, she likes that. A swing. Now, if I blow this way... Now, I'm not stroking your head. I don't know why you did that noise. I'm just giving her a really good swing and she's reacting to that motion. She likes that. Now, if I cradle her head when she's quite upside down... That's what she does, she burps. So she knows. She knows what. I'm going to put it right way up again. Ah. You like that, don't you? Oh, I love that noise. That's my favourite noise. That's so cute. She knows exactly which way she is. Now, the thing I have real trouble with is getting her to sleep, because if she's not absolutely flat on her back, she will not go to sleep. And the thing is, she's not really the right shape. Oh, shut up, Soph. She's not really the right shape for being flat on her back, so let's see if we can do it. I'm still trying to get into the right position. So she likes being rocked, but at the moment, I have not been able to find this. Oh, she's yawning. It really does take some. You're supposed to be asleep. That's something worth knowing. That, yeah, okay, she's asleep, but she's still turned on. And she's still watching out for you to do something with her. It's one of the things that is cool, is that, you know, I like trying to get it off to sleep because it's like trying to get a baby to sleep. It's a cool thing. It's a cool feeling. I like it. Right, well, I think I've played with her long enough. Oh, darling. She's so sweet. I'm looking forward to the pink one coming, so I have two. And when I get two, maybe we'll play with them together. They don't interact, except they do sing together, apparently. Right, well, I'm off. Have a lovely day, everybody. You're going to say bye-bye, Sophie? Yeah, she kissed us goodbye. Bye, everybody. Bless you.